the sending off, I suppose, early in the second half, sort of, it not just killed the game as a contest, but probably destroyed it as whatever spectacle it might have become.
Well, it was a big loss to them. I mean, it wasn't just any players. Killian Clark is one of their main players, and very effective for them, either in the defence or midfield, and he's a good going forward too. So he's a huge loss to them. I wouldn't like to lose one of my key players in a game as vital as that, and they were unfortunate to do that tonight.
Two very important points. You're probably still not 100% safe yet. You probably need a point or two as yet. So work still to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't rest in our laurels in any shape or form. This is a very tight division in the bottom half of it at the moment, and things have changed over the last 7 days. You know, people have gone from up a bit, others have come down a bit, and thankfully we are on an upward curve at the minute, but it isn't enough to bring us to safety, and we can't say, yes, we're still a Division 1 team for next year. So we have some more work to do to try and secure that place for ourselves.
You've been working hard on the attacking sort of end of things over the last 3 weeks or so. Are you happy with the way that's going at 1-15 tonight?
We're happy enough. I suppose we're creating chances. We would think we could have got more of them or taken more of them, but that's how it is. I think I've always been happy with a team that creates chances, even if you are not securing as many as you'd like. The worst thing you can be in Gaelic football is to not be creating chances, because you won't get many scores if you're not creating them. So the fact that we are creating plenty of chances, that's encouraging.
With the wind in the first half, Cavan made things difficult for you. I mean, it was very difficult for you to open out a comfortable lead.
Yeah, I mean, the breeze is a strange kind of thing. I suppose maybe in the past people would have paid more heed to whether you were playing with it or against it. I think in the modern game it isn't as big a factor, because teams are good at holding possession, teams are good at holding other teams out with a solid defensive setup. So it isn't just what it used to be, where, you know, the people who had the wind would expect normally to be up 7, 8, 9 points depending on the strength of the wind. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think that teams can adapt and can play just as well against it as they do with it. I think of all of the games, we'd have been most disappointed with the Mayo one. I think we just didn't seem to be at the pace of the game after the first 25 minutes, when we were very much in it, and just fell apart maybe before half time, and then never really put up a fight in the second half, and that was so un-Tyrone-like. So that was the one we'd be most concerned about. We felt that probably we could have got something out of the Kerry game after a bad first half as well, but not as bad as the one against Mayo. I think we were still within striking distance of them in that game, so I wasn't too concerned about that one. Very concerned about the Mayo performance, and I did feel that we should have got more out of the Roscommon game. I think that we let it slip at a vital time again when it was 3-3 maybe after 25 minutes against a real Gael, and then we get them hit off 6 points in a row or something like that. Had it back, two of them back real quick, and then we conceded a goal. So we gave ourselves a lot of hard work in that game, and still we got a draw out of it. Some people always talk about it being fortuitous that the free was overturned, but that happens all over the field at any time in the game. That it happened at the end of the game is no different to me. And I also felt that Matty Donnelly's black card had more of an impact on the outcome of that game than them losing that particular free.
You're well enough fixed for forward players. Conor McAlesky's back, and then you'd Kyle and Darren McCurry coming in and making an impact there second half,
yeah,
as well.
Well, I mean, look, yes, we have people who are the out and out forwards, but I think it's good to have somebody who has that versatility, that maybe has played plenty of football in defence as well, and can move up front, and I suppose give you a different picture for your players going forward. You know, that they're not just looking to find the precision pass to somebody who hasn't got Matty's physicality. It's good to have that kind of option. So yes, there are lots of players with different assets, if you like, in terms of what they can offer. So it's kind of getting the best mix, and maybe across the game, maybe introducing some of the boys who would be known as out and out forwards.